Blog Talk Radio.
Of discovery and learn together as we evaluate enriching the earth or adding to the dirt. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, fill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, I feel the vibrations and you're asking some great questions already on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Don't you want to live out your dreams? Well, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful, and that is your feedback, our global listening audience, and so we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast and where we're going. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Take the time to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And I want to encourage you now, get your pens, your notepads, laptops, desktops, your phones with your notes, whatever you need so that you can capture the richness that will be shared today and the nuggets and jewels that you can add to your toolbox. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and guess what? Yes, I'm excited. It's time to shape up and win. But hold on, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking you to do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's program with you. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach, and we thank you again so much for being here today. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, we're going to evaluate if our life is enriching the earth or adding to the dirt. I have a couple of questions that I want you to begin to process as we prepare to dive into today's topic. Are you being fruitful? Do you have a book in you that hasn't yet been written? Do you have a witty idea or an invention that hasn't been created? Do you have a movie script that hasn't been written? Do you have a vision for a great business you haven't yet started? Do you have aspirations you haven't pursued? For example, political office or whatever it may be. I want you to know that locked inside of you is an answer to what someone else is seeking. And they're crying out for exactly what's in your coded DNA. You know, I often reference the quote by Dr. Miles Monroe, the late great general in the faith. Dr. Miles Monroe really helped to set up where we're going on today's broadcast. Because Dr. Miles Monroe says the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. Hence, that is the dirt. But the question that we're evaluating is your life enriching the earth, or will you add to the dirt? You see, there are so many people that are stuck in fear. They are stuck in disappointments of the past. They have been discouraged on their journey. And all of these various issues that have become constraints that have prevented them from moving forward with their dreams. But that very thing that's on the inside of you, it's coded in your DNA. Purpose is coded in your DNA. And an ingredient of living life on purpose is greater significance. And significance is about enriching not only our lives, but the lives of others. You see, significance should mature beyond just what we desire individually. It should also then move into the enrichment of others and working with others. When we enrich someone's life, we improve or enhance the quality or the value of their lives. And so I have to ask you, as we're tuned in to Motivational Monday today, how are you adding value to the lives of others? Because our journey is not just our journey. We have not been placed on this earth just for us to take and to take and to take and to take. We have been placed here so that we give back to the earth, that we are fruitful, that we are doing things that are adding value. And I want you to know that this richness around, am I enriching the lives of others? I've given you some thoughts that to process around, and, you know, it's so interesting because how to live a richer life is what we're going to talk about. But I want you to know that every day I am very fortunate to live life that truly enriches the lives of others. But we never really know how we impact someone else. You know, I often think about that if I never stepped out on purpose, if I never stepped out on purpose, Motivational Mondays, which many of you are regular listeners, you tune in regularly to get your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. We've been on the airwaves now for over 6 years, consistently and faithfully bringing you programming that adds value on your journey, that enriches your journey. But think about it. A little over 6 years ago, if I didn't say yes to the opportunity, we would not be plugged in today for your life to be enriched. But not only, again, is my life enriched by living out my purpose, but for those of you who have given feedback saying, wow, Coach Adams, I love that subject, exactly what I needed, that was great, that was awesome, whatever you have shared with me, whatever you have posted, whatever the little text notes, what have you, have been. But it had to come with me stepping out. It started with me stepping out. And so I want to give you some key elements for those of you that are regular listeners. You know Coach Adams loves a good acronym. Oh, yes, she does. So I have an acronym for you today on the word enrich. And we're going to kind of look at some layers around this word enrich, and we're going to truly take a journey on how to live a life that enriches the earth versus adding to the dirt. Because I am passionate about assisting others in the development of their dream, whatever that may be. And I'm very passionate about that simply because I know what it feels like. And many of you have heard me say this before. This is one of my standard, you know, references, the square peg and the round hole. You've heard me say that over and over. But I reference that because for me, it's such a clear illustration that this square peg trying to fit into this round hole, because it was not designed, it's never going to fit there. And there's this constant friction in that you're trying to squeeze something in a place that it wasn't designed for. And so I want you to know that my heart is often heavy and my passion is very strong because of the backdrop of my journey. You see, I know what it's like to feel frustrated. I know what it's like to feel out of alignment. I know what it's like to feel like you don't know the direction of where your life is going. But now being on the other side, I can say, woohoo! I am living a life that is enriching the lives of others. It's enriching the earth. And I'm still in process. I haven't yet arrived. I'm still working things through. I'm still developing and growing. I'm still birthing and bringing forth what I believe God has placed in me. But I have unlocked the code of the core of his call and his purpose, and that is who you are appreciating at this very moment, the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach known as Coach Adams. What is it that's coded in your DNA? Because you have to first tap into that so that now once you make that connection, now you're able to move and navigate and enrich the earth versus adding to the dirt. So you don't want to live a life and think, oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish I would have. Oh, I should have done that. And have the regret of, if only I had pursued my dreams. If only I had taken a risk. If only I had stepped out. If only I didn't allow fear to hold me back. And so I want you to be empowered today to know that we're going to take a journey on how to live a life that enriches the earth. That is our focus today versus adding to the dirt. So if you have your acronym ready, let's go ahead and look at some of these points that we're going to talk about around ENRICH. For ENRICH stands for Execute on My Dream. You must execute on your dream. You must make a decision to walk it out. Whatever you envision on the inside, you have to now, based on what you envision on the inside, you have to make a decision to embrace that and step out. I often use the reference that you have to put feet to your belief, and you have to step it out. As Nike would say, just do it. You have to do it. You have to move in the direction. See, this is what's so awesome. When you envision what it is, this envisioning gives you that picture image from the inside, on the inside. But now you have to execute and walk it out on the outside. See, there's many people that have added to the dirt. They envisioned it, so it's beyond just envisioning it. They knew there was a book project in them. They knew it. They knew they had a great invention. They knew it. They knew that they had a great business. They knew it. We can go on and on and on and on and on. They knew it. But they didn't do anything with that inner knowing. So that's why I said it's beyond just being able to envision it and being able to see it. We have to step out and do it. To the best of our ability, we have to just start the movement forward. You see, I am a firm believer that as we take one step, God will advance us too. But we have to be in process moving. You know, I often give the reference of thinking about a parked car. It's very difficult to navigate a parked car. But when that car is in motion, now it has traction. And if you need to turn it to the right or to the left, you can do that. If you need to make a U-turn, you can do that. If you need to back up, go forward, you can do that. Because the car is in motion. But you try to make that car that's parked into a U-turn. I'm not saying it's not possible with enough manpower pushing it. I've seen it. People run out of gas and they got people pushing them into the gas station. But it's pretty difficult. You can make it a few paces, but wow, try to do a U-turn. It's a little more difficult. And I want to make sure that you're getting the illustration of what I'm saying. Bottom line, you're able to move something. You're able to navigate something that is already in motion. And that's where the E of execute on your dream comes in. You have to get into motion. You got to start doing. You may not have all the answers. That's okay. It is so okay. Just start to do some research. Let Google become your best friend. Do whatever you need to do, but take actions in the direction of your desire, in the direction of your dream. Execute on your dream. Walk it out. Crawl it out. Step it out. I think you get the point. Whatever you need to do beyond envisioning it, you need to step it out. You need to take the necessary steps, the necessary action steps, and just do it. Do something. Put feet to your belief. N is never give up. Never give up. Don't quit. You know, I like to bring stories of individuals that are familiar that they never quit. Now, of course, you've heard me mention Harlan Colonel Sanders, who had to go through 1,008 or 9 no's before he got to the yes. I selected this individual today because when I was growing up, I remember several of his books were my favorite as a little girl. And I think you're familiar with, you probably heard the name Dr. Seuss, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Green Eggs and Ham. That's just one of the many Dr. Seuss book. But did you know that it was the 28th publisher that he sent his first book to that decided to take a chance on him? And that was Vanguard Press. Vanguard Press ended up selling 6 million copies of Dr. Seuss's first book. Now, I have to say, isn't it a good thing that Dr. Seuss didn't give up after the 27th publisher rejected him? Isn't that a good thing? Now, obviously, there's a big gap here between what Colonel Sanders went through, 1,009, 8, what he went through, how the no's that he had to go through. I don't even know. Is there even 1,000 publishing houses? I don't know. But what I want us to understand is that Dr. Seuss did not quit. Harlan Colonel Sanders did not quit. And many of us, your dreams are not becoming a reality because you just try once and you think, oh, it didn't work out. And you stop. Can't just stop at once. Do you believe in your dream, whatever it may be? If you believe in your dream, then you need to pursue your dream with all fire and diligence. You have to be faithful to what you envision on the inside. You have to develop this mindset that quitting is not an option. And I often reference Napoleon Hill. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. So you have to develop that mindset that says quitting is not an option. I will never give up in pursuing my dream. Does this mean that you won't have to make adjustments and repair your dream along the way and reevaluate? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means you don't stop the pursuit of it. You don't take it to the grave and not even step out and execute, as we discussed in our E. Never give up. Understanding that if you can envision it, if you can, the mind of man can conceive and believe, it's been stated, that it will also be able to achieve. I think about, and I often reference, Stephen Jobs. And I mention that now because the 12th level of iPhone, I believe it's number 12, is coming out or has just released 5G and all of the hoopla around that. But when you think of the many years, and this is beyond his, this is his legacy. This is beyond him being here on the earth, that iPhone, Apple is still making an impact. It's such a cult phenomenon. I remember when I got my first iPhone, and I had to take it into a Mac store, and that was new for me. I wasn't into the whole you know, Apple thing, right? And because previously, prior to that, I had Android. And so I got this Apple phone and had to go into the Apple store. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it is really a cult phenomenon. I'm like, wow, it's such a sub-community. I mean, it's like really, he made a tremendous mark, Steve Jobs. He's not even here anymore. And his legacy still lives. But when you think back, he had to envision and execute on what he was seeing. He didn't have all of the answers initially. He had to partner with people. He had to step out and start moving and get people to buy into his dream. And that's what I want you to understand. In that execution stage, you may not have all of the answers, but as you do the research and do something, step out and move, there are people in the atmosphere that would love to connect with you and partner with you. But if you're not moving, they can't connect with you. If you quit after, as we talked about Dr. Seuss, if he would have quit after 27, we wouldn't have Green Eggs and Ham and all of the writings that he has done that we're familiar with. I know it made me smile as a child. It enriched my life as a child. I still remember Green Eggs and Ham today. I want you to know that this execution on your dream, you must do something. If you're sitting back wondering, oh, my dream is not coming true, it's not happening, Coach Adams, you really don't understand, you don't get it. And when I ask people, well, what are you doing? Oh, well, you know, I just have the dream and I'm just hoping that the dream is going to come true. I mean, you know, you have to do more than just hoping. Hope has to convert. You have to go through a progression of stages. And a part of that is the execution. And as we move into our R, remember, always remember that there is a higher call of purpose. There is an assignment on your life that is uniquely specific to you. That is that coding that's in your DNA. And if you're sitting there thinking, you know, I don't want to share with people and all of this, they can't do what's coded in your DNA. It's unique to you, the way in which you received it. Could there be a parallel, you know, a parallel vision? Absolutely. We see it in the marketplace. We have McDonald's, we have Carl's Jr., we have In-N-Out, we have this, we have that. They're all burger places, but they have their different flair, their different spin. But you can't take what, someone can't take what has been given to you. So remember that there is a higher call of purpose on your life. The very thing that you're holding on to, that you're afraid to step out and do, guess what? Someone needs it. Someone is waiting for it. Someone is crying out. Someone is praying. You're the answer to someone's prayer. But if you don't do it, their prayers can be delayed. The answer to their prayer may be delayed because you didn't birth it. They're still going to get what they need. But you can create a bottleneck, a hindrance for someone else because God trusted you with that vision, with that dream, with that invention, with that story that needs to be told. And it's up to you to write it. It's up to you to bring it forth. And so always remember, your why is associated with that higher call of purpose, the assignment on your life. And if you're trying to figure out what your assignment is, if you don't like what you're doing right now, I want to tell you, that's not your assignment. If you do not love what you do, that is not your assignment. And so I want to challenge you to remember that there is a higher call of purpose on your life, that there is an assignment on your life, and you have to open that code. You have to go on the journey of discovery to determine what does that look like? What is it? I want to share with you that I have grown to find that, and this is coach's wisdom from my journey, that who you have been created to be, which of course is coded in your DNA, you are it even when you don't know what it is. And the reason why I say you're it even when you don't know what it is because when I was in real estate, I was coaching people. I didn't have a title for the coach. I didn't even know what coaching was aside from an athletic coach, life coaching, empowerment coaching. I had not a clue. I had definitely had no desire to speak before a group. That was like, ooh, no, that's not me. So the what I live out and who I am and what I'm being, it was already there. I just had to make the connection with becoming what was coded in my DNA. And so even when I was in real estate, people would often compliment the speaker in me. I would help and support with our weekly meetings and do certain aspects of that, and that was an area where people complimented me. I often share the story of one of my clients because it's so key. It was kind of the connector with me determining and really on the journey of discovery and seeking out my purpose. It was a key story, a key imprint that helped me to see that I was being it before I had a title for it, and now it was about becoming it. And that was with one of my clients back when I was in real estate, and I was there to get an application for their refinance. And in taking the application, in retrospect, I didn't know it in the moment, but in taking their application in retrospect, I was trying to coach the couple. You know, and I remember the wife saying to me, oh, my gosh, yeah, we so appreciate that you're all into our lives and you want to help us. We are just trying to get this loan. She, in essence, in retrospect, was saying, you're trying to coach us. We're not trying to be coached. We're just trying to refinance our home. But because it was coded in my DNA, who I am today and my walk of purpose, my higher call of the higher call and the assignment on my life, I was being it even when I didn't have a title for it. And I share that with you because what's coded in your DNA, it's already there. You may not have a title for it, but you have to go on a journey of discovery for figuring it out. You know, when I was on my journey of discovery, I started writing down what is it that I like to do, you know, what is people complimenting, and I went back and asked people, you know, what do you see that I do well? I remember going to my bestie from elementary, junior high, and high school. And she said, you know what? You have always been great at motivating people. And I didn't see myself in that way. And I thought, wow, really? She said, yes, absolutely. And that was one of the things that I put on my list. Oh, okay, motivator. I remember others, as I mentioned, from real estate saying, great speaker. All of these various things that I began to capture, I didn't have a title for it. And so I want to share with you that when you're seeking out your higher call of purpose, it's not about a title first and then I'll figure it out. It's about determining what is coded in your DNA first and allow the title to follow. Because as I was on my journey of discovery, what was so wonderfully awesome and amazing at the time, I was in real estate and property management. And it was someone in that industry that got introduced to Coach University, which is where I initially did my formalized training. Coach University trained world-class coaches, and I did my training with them many years ago. And this individual introduced me to Coach University because she saw the coach in me when I didn't even have a title for it. But this is what was so awesome about that season. She had no idea that I was seeking it out. I was on a journey of discovery. She knew me from property management. We both managed different communities for the same company. And behind the scenes, I'm crying out to determine what is my purpose? What is it that I've been created to be? What is it that I've been created to do? In essence, I was crying out, how can I enrich the earth? And so I made that connection with it through this individual in the introduction of Coach University. And that in turn set me on the path, and it's been moving forward in that direction ever since at different levels. And it truly is who I was created to be. And so you must remember, beyond all of the stuff, beyond all of the distractions, beyond all of the, you know, challenges that you may be having and facing and dealing with, because I'm not oblivious to what we're dealing with and what's going on in the world around us. Believe me, I'm very clear. I'm living it through with you. Yes, I know we're in the midst of a health crisis and have been all year. Political unrest, social unrest, financial unrest for many, millions on unemployment. So I'm well aware of what's going on. But I still want you to know that when you tap into your higher call of purpose, in that you open the door to significance, greater significance. Your life now has meaning. And that's why it's so important to remember, beyond all of the stuff, there's a higher order. There's a higher call of purpose, and you have an assignment. And your assignment could be the very thing that someone else needs. Have you enjoyed Dr. Seuss? J.K. Rowling, have you enjoyed her? Harry Potter, her story is amazing if you take the time to research it. It really is an amazing story and what she has accomplished from her first book and now movies, all of that. But she had to start somewhere. Each and every one of us, we start somewhere. But when you tap into what it is, what's coded in your DNA, and what you're supposed to do, if you continue to execute on it and you never quit, guess what? You're going to start to see that, wow, this gap, which was once huge, it begins to close. This not quitting is about being consistent on our journey. The law of consistency. So you have to be consistent. So let's go back, recap. Look at our first three. E is execute on your dream. N is never give up. R is remember there is a higher call of purpose, and your life has been created for a specific assignment. I, and what are we talking about? You may be thinking, if you just tuned in, we're talking about how to live a life that enriches the earth versus adding to the dirt. We're doing a versus battle unofficially right now. So I is inspire others by your example. Inspire others by your example. What do I mean? I mean that you living out your dream, your purpose, you become a model to show others that dreams do in fact come true. They do come true. You know, as many of you know, I am the Global Master Trainer for Boston Movement, Allen Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. I mention that because literally just this past week, in one of my boss sessions with the youth ages 6 to 12 or so in this group, one of the young ladies, and we've been on this journey almost all year together because of COVID and the shutdown and social distancing and all of that. And I asked the young people, I reconnected with them about what is your dream in life. We were talking about how do they birth their hope to a dream. And this young lady for the first time said, I want to be the president of the United States. Now, let me tell you why I make that connection with being a model. She said that because now she has an image in Kamala Harris that it's possible for a female to be the president or the vice president of the United States of America. Before that, she didn't feel it was possible. She wanted to do something else. Her focus was in a different direction. But now she has a model, an image to show that I, as a little girl, I can be the president if I want to do that. There are no limits. And so it's so important that you know your journey, your story, your life is an inspiration to others. And so when you live out your purpose, it lets other people know that dreams do come true. And so I want to encourage you that someone needs the inspiration that your story would bring. But if you don't step out and do it, if you don't execute, if you quit, if you don't remember there's a higher call that connects with others, then guess what? You now have stripped someone of the inspiration that they need from your story. So I want you to know that your story matters, your journey matters, your walk matters, you living out your dream matters, because it's not just about us. It's not just about us. And so as we're looking at and we're continuing our journey on how to live a life that enriches the earth versus adding to the dirt, I must also challenge myself. The C is I must challenge myself. We have to challenge ourselves daily, because if we don't challenge ourselves daily, guess what? We settle in the zone of comfort. Oh, it's familiar and I know this. But we have to daily stretch ourselves out of our comfort zone. We cannot allow fear. And many of us, we don't pursue our dreams because of the fear of the unknown. But think about some of the stories of those individuals that I shared with you. If they had never stepped out, I know for me personally, it took a lot, and it takes a lot of courage. Believe me, I get it. I get that challenging yourself daily to stretch out of your zone of comfort, a courageous journey, because you're having to deal with the inward, the internal battle, all of the stuff that's going on the inside. And you can't do that. Who do you think you are? You've never written a book. How do you think you can write a book? Well, guess what? Everyone that wrote a book or did whatever, they had to do it for the first time. You know, I often reference the Wright brothers. They're one of my favorites to reference as well, because I love to travel, and boy, am I missing my travel right now. But I love to fly, and I'm grateful that they didn't quit after several attempts, because now look at what we have available to us. But can you imagine if they didn't continue the pursuit of that dream? We can go on and on with story after story after story after story of this challenge of being stretched daily out of your comfort zone. So don't allow fear to hold you back. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, that is so much easier said than done. And I get it. You have to make a conscious decision. But what I want to encourage you to know is that you can change the energy of that fear. I think about a mom, and I was in my coaching session this past week, and I was having a conversation with one of my clients, and we were dealing with this whole process of fear and how you shift the energy of fear. And I shared with her, I said, you know, are you a mom? And she said, yes, I am. And I said, will you do anything for your child? She said, absolutely. I said, so even if someone was threatening you and your child and you had that fear, you would not allow that fear to stop you from protecting your child, would you? And she said, no. I said, that is exactly the point. You, in that moment, you shifted the energy of that fear. And so instead of it paralyzing you and stopping you, it was almost like a superpower. And she said, you know what, Coach Adams, you are so right. And so this challenge, yes, the fear will be there. I deal with fear and uncertainty in areas that are unfamiliar. I know it's not easy, but you have to make a decision to use that energy to move you forward instead of allowing the fear to stop you from taking risks, to stop you from stretching out. Every risk I've taken, I am so happy that I did, because Had I not, then who I am wouldn't be. And you wouldn't be benefiting from it today, now, in this moment. I wouldn't be here to enrich your life if I never stepped out of my comfort zone, that zone of comfort, and took a risk. And so our H, have passion. And not only have passion, but have passion that compels you to follow your dreams. Have passion that gives you that power on the inside that you need to fight for your dreams. Check your passion gauge. Where are you concerning your dream? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, where do you fall in your passion? Because your passion will fuel you, but it has to be high enough. And it's not going to be high enough if you don't own your own dream. It's not going to be high enough if you don't believe in it yourself. It's not going to be high enough if you don't envision it. So we have to increase that power base. It is amazing how quickly time flies, and I would love to hear from you. I'm going to come back if we don't have any callers, but I always love giving the opportunity for anyone who wants to jump in. So now let's do this. Let's go to our lines because I want to hear your thoughts. Are you getting anything from what's being shared? Any insight and wisdom? Do you have any thoughts around it? Any questions? I want you to know that your resident coach is in session. I would love to hear from you. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the this one on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374-516. 453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We're going to our line, so this is a safe space. Don't be scared. Play in the sandbox. Jump right on in. Would love to hear your thoughts around what we're talking about today. Have you gotten anything that you can feel more equipped and empowered on your journey? But while we're waiting, I just wanted you to know the lines are open and we welcome your engagement and we so appreciate the same. That we're going to do a recap on what is it that we have talked about today. Just in case you've missed any of the pearls of wisdom that have been shared, I want to remind you of where we've been on today's journey. Today's journey has really been focused on how to live a life that is enriching to the earth, that enriches the earth versus adding to the dirt. Bottom line, when you live out your assignment, when you tap into what's coded in your DNA and you do what you have been created to do, you fulfill that. You are enriching the earth because whatever it is that you have in you, it was designed so that you can add value to this earth. But many of us come and we just take, and we're not giving anything back. This is your opportunity to give something back. That beyond you being here on this earth, that you create a legacy. You create something that will continue on. Dr. Seuss, I'm not sure if he's still here. I didn't check that. But what I know is his books will live on forever. What I do know is Harlan Colonel Sanders is no longer here, but yet the legacy of KFC lives on. Steven Jobs is no longer here, but yet the legacy of Apple lives on. The Wright brothers are no longer here, but yet the legacy of their work lives on. And so whatever is coded in your DNA, it is to enrich the earth, and it will live on beyond you, whatever that looks like. And so how to live a life that enriches the earth versus the dirt. If you do not convert it, if you do not execute and move on it, you have now added to the dirt, the richest plot of land, the graveyard. Why? Because you took it with you when you left this earth. You did not do it, and therefore it was buried in the dirt. Now, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like I'm a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, if you're feeling like my life has no meaning, if you're feeling like I don't know, you know, what my life is all about, I'm just clueless, you need to unearth. You need to unlock what is in you. Because in that, when you make that connection with the higher call and purpose, you're going to now live a life that is more significant, that is enriching you and enriching others. So when we look at our acronym on ENRICH, let's go back. Oh, we have a caller. Wonderful. I'm going to go to our caller first. Area code 510, last four digits 7735. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? And thank you for chiming in.
I think it's a comment. Hello, Coach Adams. This is Dr. Veronica. And I just so enjoy these Monday sessions. I remember in one of them, you mentioned that 98% of people don't even enjoy the jobs they're on. And I was just thinking how, on what you said tonight about when you're doing what your purpose to do, you love it. You like being in it. It's something you would love to do anyway. So I'm just, you know, really taking that in, because I know that my purpose and my dream, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel fulfilled. And just hearing some of the things you said tonight confirmed a lot.
Wow. I so appreciate that, Dr. Veronica. One, I want to thank you for being a regular listener of Motivational Mondays, and I thank you for your engagement. It's truly valued. And I can hear and I know that you are living out your purpose. Tell us a little bit about your vision, your purpose, your invention, and how can people get it if they want to make that connection with you?
Oh, thank you, Coach Adams. Well, I am the first one I know personally who has invented a product. I know there's many inventors, but I was on a learning curve. God gave me a witty invention, and he backed it up in Proverbs, I believe it's chapter 11 and 8. But anyway, you quoted the scripture where he gives us to get witty inventions. So he gave me a bottle holder. I work with disabled adults and children, and it holds for little infants the hands-free way of holding the bottle, and it attaches to most baby equipment. And then it also for adults and those who are don't have fine motor skills, it attaches to things like wheelchairs, hospital beds. So it's a real versatile, new, innovative thing that's just coming to the market. My website is happyhelpinghandinc@happyhelpinghandinc.com for the website. So thank you for the opportunity to expose my product.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I believe in your work and I believe in you, and I wanted to give you that plug. You're a regular listener, and I so appreciate that. Any other thoughts, questions, or comments before we transition? All right. Well, we're going to, and thank you again, caller. I so appreciate you. Dr. Veronica, if you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And to those of you that are listening in, we do still have a few moments. So if you want to jump in, don't hesitate. Our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm going to go back and give us a reminder of our ENRICH acronym. As we all desire, I'm sure, that are tuned in to Motivational Monday, that we do desire to live life that is enriching, that enriches the earth versus adding to the dirt. Because if you were not that individual, you wouldn't be tuned in to Motivational Monday. This wouldn't be the show for you. So I know that you want to make a difference. You want to make an impact, and you want to develop and move your dream to the next level. So enrich. E, execute. Keep executing on your dream. Walk it out. Do it. Do whatever you can to step it out. As Nike says, just do it. N, never give up. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. I want to say it again. Don't quit. Don't give up. You can do it. R is remember. Remember, there is a higher call of purpose on your life, that your life has been created for a specific assignment. I love that Dr. Veronica shared her invention. I didn't get that invention. That wasn't my assignment, but yet it was her assignment. And what an amazing assignment. What an amazing invention, I'm sure. And we would have to have her on the show to talk about that. And Dr. Veronica, I do want to schedule you as a guest. Let's plan that. I trust that you're still listening in. And so I want to say this, that I'm sure she said I was a first-time inventor. I, you know, had a learning curve. She had never done it before, but she believed in what she saw on the inside. And so she knew that this is about a higher call of purpose. Inspire others. Now those in her circle, those that are around, can say, wow, I know someone who invented something. And she's a model for others. Remember, the I is inspire others. By example, being a model, showing them that, yes, dreams can come true if you pursue them, if you execute on them, if you never quit. Now you're a model for others. Challenge yourself. Stretch out of your comfort zone daily. Stretch out of that zone of comfort. And when fear rises up, when all of these different things rise up, shift that energy. Use it as the benefit to you to continue to move forward. Don't allow the energy of fear and other things, discouragement of others, disappointments of the past, to allow you to get stuck. And have passion. Passion is so important because it is a powerful tool. Why? Because it's a strong, compelling emotion. So we have to have passion for our dream, because when the rubber meets the road, when the challenges come, if you have that passion, guess what? It's going to now turn into fuel that gives you what you need to fight, to not quit, to don't give up, and it supercharges you. So I want to say this to you. As we prepare to wrap up, and I'm going to give you a couple of announcements, dare to dream. I challenge you, dare to dream. And so as we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I want to say this. We're about to close out this year of 2020. Did you achieve what you desired to in 2020? You know, this is what's so interesting. Everyone starts the year with New Year's resolutions. They're looking at what I want to do. And I know that this year has been unique in that we had a lot of different dynamics going on. But this is what's so interesting about this year of 2020, that many was declaring it was the year of vision. And I agree that if you were one that was catching the vision, you have continued to progress forward, whereas others, unfortunately, they have gotten stuck. And again, I'm not minimizing all of what has gone on. I'm living through it with you, as I stated before. But what I do know to be true is that just because the sky is falling for someone else does not mean that it's falling for you, or that it has to fall for you. And so, yes, it's been a challenging year, but what have you done with this year? And are you going to get different results next year? And that's what I really want you to think about. What am I willing to do differently next year to get greater results? Well, now is the time to truly start thinking about that. And having the right people on your dream team is so key. I want to share with you, and shameless plug, Coach Adams is a great person to have on your dream team. Now is the perfect time to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership, because one-on-one coaching really makes the difference. To have that personal touch, that customized touch that's supporting you with driving your vision to the next level, helping you strategize and all of that, you want to take advantage of this opportunity before you close out the year. Position yourself, get into where you need to be to close out this year and start the next year. So give our team a call. We're standing by. There's a host of full circle of empowerment tools available for you that you can take advantage of. Private masterminds on specific subjects, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking, teaching, training. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. You can continue the conversation with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and all are welcome. So I encourage you to, if you're not already a part of it, it's a way to continue the conversation, make show recommendations. Maybe there's a topic you would like to see covered. You know, that's all that we have time for today. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by, and boy, do I love Mondays. Because it gives me a platform to come and to enrich your life. And so I encourage you, again, to dare to dream, continue to enrich the lives of others, because your life was created that you would enrich the earth and not add value to the dirt. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in.